The man who's led the Solomon R. Guggenheim Foundation for nearly 20 years has announced he's stepping down from his post as director. Thomas Kren's time at the foundation has been marked by an effort to create a global presence for the Guggenheim, and he leaves amid concerns about the direction the museum has taken. We're joined now on the phone by arts writer Lee Rosenbaum, who's followed Kren's tenure closely. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Cecilia. It's nice to talk to you.
Same here. So why is Thomas Kren's leaving now?
Well, we haven't actually been told why he left. There was an announcement that was sent out today. The Times article indicates that it was a mutual decision and that he was disappointed with the shortage of generous donors on the board. I think maybe the board may have gotten a little tired of his high wire act.
Now, where did Krenz succeed while he was at the Guggenheim?
Well, we had a number of successes, the most notable of which was the Guggenheim Bilbao, which was in a way his downfall because he kept trying to replicate that success and couldn't. He also established the fame of the Guggenheim brand. He expanded and restored the great jewel of the collection, the Frank Lloyd Wright building. That restoration is still going on. And he used the rotunda in some new and innovative ways, making it really a part of the exhibition and installations that use the rotunda, including the current Cy Guo Chang show, which is now at the Guggenheim and which really uses the rotunda very, very beautifully.
Now, he was also known for high-profile exhibitions like The Art of the Motorcycle and about Giorgio Armani. Were these projects part of his downfall?
Well, they were certainly controversial, and I would say that we're going to see a lot of changes, and one of them, I hope, will be a return to the core mission, the core collection, and the core in-house curators. He would bring in these flashy shows that really had little to do with what the Guggenheim's collection was all about, and it seemed more designed for box office than for serious scholarly intent.
On your blog, you write that some might think of Krenz as a bit of a con artist because of his improbable schemes. Is that what the Guggenheim thought?
Well, again, we don't know what they thought. And the thing is that Krenz was not a con artist because I thoroughly believe that he was convinced in everything that he was pushing and selling. You know, I spoke with him when he established the Guggenheim Soho, and he had grand ideas for how this was going to expand and bring in all of the technological talent and money. And of course, that folded. But when you talk to him, he was truly convincing. The thing is, so many of those schemes didn't work out.
Now, there's been a bit of turnover at the Guggenheim lately. The director of the museum in Manhattan, Lisa Dennison, left last year to work for Sotheby's Auction House. What director and what direction should the Guggenheim take on now?
Well, I do think it needs a new director and a new direction in particular. You say, what director? I would like to see Michael Govan come back to the Guggenheim. He was Krenz's deputy and protege for 6 years, so he has the Guggenheim in his DNA. He's been at the Los Angeles County Museum for almost 2 years, which is a short time. He's already hit the ground running and made an important mark there. He has a history of working collaboratively with contemporary artists. He brilliantly pulled off the transformation of a former factory for the Dia Beacon. But he has a much more mainstream and grounded philosophy of how a museum should operate. And so I think he would be great for all the right reasons.
And just briefly to wrap up, Krenz was known to be a difficult person to work with. Does the Guggenheim have a lot of work ahead of it to rebuild the management of the organization?
Probably so. For one thing, they're going to go back to the structure where the director of the New York Guggenheim is also the director of the foundation. I think they need to have a more stable and broad-based financial underpinning. Krenz was always going after the next new person on the block with a lot of money. And, of course, the Guggenheim Abu Dhabi, which is where he is now going to concentrate his time, is the next big money on the block. And we'll have to see if he succeeds there.
All right. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks again, Sotirios.
Arts writer Lee Rosenbaum on news that Thomas Krenz, the head of the Guggenheim Foundation, is stepping down.